Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Ches. We are on Yud Ches Mabez. We'll start in the middle of the Y lines from the Itmar, which is one point that I ran through. I didn't get to make 2 points from yesterday. Number one, yesterday was the Ramchal's yard site. Yesterday was the Mesulas Yisharim's yard site. I wanted to mention the Mesulas Yisharim, but I ran out of time. And that is in Parachaf of the Mesulas Yisharim. He discusses Gedalia ben Achikam. And that is, what was the root issue that he was assassinated? We mentioned the uniqueness that it was a fellow Jew that assassinated him. Maybe that's what makes it so painful. And the Ben Yehoyada says maybe that's why we have a fast day for this murder, different than other murders. There have been many, Rahman al-Islan, Jews that have, whose lives have been taken. But what was unique, the Gemara even says, the Gemara doesn't quote it here, but the Gemara in Nida, the Samach Aleph, discusses that Gedalia was somewhat faulted for his own death, even though he was assassinated. But the Gemara says that he was warned. He was warned by his helpers that Yishmael's out to get you. Yishmael's jealous that Nebuchadnezzar made you the representative, and he wants the job. So he says, no, it's okay, he's fine, he's not going to do anything. He was inappropriately Dan Lekav Schus, even though that is a mitzvah daraisa, b'tzedek tishpat amisecha, but he was inappropriate Dan Lekav Schus, and that's what the Mesulas Yisharim talks about in Parachaf, the Mishkal HaChasidus. Sometimes, not only does the Eitzahara dress up like an Aveira, that's easy, or relatively easier, but sometimes he'll dress up like a mitzvah, and he's really not a mitzvah. He says, that's what happened to Gedalia. Gedalia thought, oh, I have to be Dan Lekav Schus, I have to treat this person with, all the benefit of the doubt that any other Jew deserves. And the answer was, that's true, but you also have to be choshesh. You have to be, protect yourself. That's also part of life. Ein ladun divrei hachasidus, says the Ramchal. Again, whose yard site was yesterday. Ein ladun divrei hachasidus al mar'ein arishon. El tzorich la'ayein ulehisbonein ad heichon toldos hamaisa magios. I have to think about what the result of these actions are. Ki lifamim hamaisa ba'atzmo yira etov. Many times, the action will appear positive. It'll appear good. Ulefisha hatola dotra ot yischayev lahanicho. But because the results that would come out of it are negative, I would have to leave it. Vimyasa oso yehechote velo chasid. I would be a sinner, not a pious person. Hine, what's the first example he gives? Gedalia ben Achikam. Galui le'einenu. Shebebnei rov chasiduso shlo ladun es yishmol lakav chova. O shlo lakabo lashon hara. I don't want to accept lashon hara. So he said to his friend Yochanan ben Kareach, shekarata dover al Yishmael. And look what happened. Look what it caused. It caused not only for himself to be assassinated, but for the remaining remnant of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael to be totally obliterated. What's the exact example that he gives? The Gemara in Gittin. Zechariah ben Avkulis. Remember the end of the Kamsa and Bar Kamsa story. They don't know what to do with Bar Kamsa. What should we do? So they say, well, maybe we should be mock of the animal anyway. After all, it's Pikuach Nefesh. So Zechariah says, well, if that's true, people are going to say that you're allowed to be Makar Bali Mumin. Maybe we should put Bar Kamsa to death, because he's a Rodev. He's going to go tell the emperor. No, that people are going to say that Bali Mumin, people who bring blemished animals to the base of English, are Chayim Misa. And it keeps going. And it's very unclear at the end of the Gemara whether, and it says, Zechariah ben Avkulis is anava, caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So is that a compliment or is that an insult? It's not clear in the Gemara. Mesulas Yisharim assumes it's a negative. It's a negative, meaning it was inappropriate piety. Meaning, what are you going to say? Oh, people are going to say it's pikuach nefesh. The whole Am Yisrael, whose lives are in danger. The Churban Beis HaMikdash. You're worrying about what people are going to say about somebody who brings a Baal Mum to the Beis HaMikdash? So he said that's the second example of Mishkal HaChasidus. That was, it was inappropriate. It was, inappropriate. Anyway, those are examples. We have to be very careful, in this regard. The Chofetz Chaim's own, famous example of staying late in the Beis Medrash, trying to learn later what's going to happen with my Shachris the next day. So it's, we always have to have the balance of figuring out what is a pious act and making sure that it is appropriately weighed based on the results that would come out of it. Number one. Number two, the other point I mentioned from yesterday was the pasuk quoted in Yechezkel. Or the pasuk quoted about Asar B'Teves. Remember, Ksov L'cha Hashem says, write this on this day, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Be'etzem hayom hazeh. We mentioned also the Radak on that pasuk in Rashi even. I think in Yecheskel says this was the Nevuah that proved to everyone that Yecheskel was a Navi Emes. Because he wrote down exactly when Asar B'Tate, what happened, the siege. They were in Bavel. They didn't find out until a week or two later. And they knew it happened on this specific day when he said it was happening. So this proved that he was a Navi Emes. But the language of Be'etzem hayom hazeh, it's much discussed Asar B'Tate's time. Because the Abu Draham, quoted in the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Ta'anios, quotes that theoretically, if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. It's unlike Shavasa B'Tamuz, which can fall out on Shabbos, which we push till Sunday, and even Tisha B'Av, which we push till Sunday. Asar B'Teves is the only one that, like Yom Kippur, if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. It's just that according to our calendar, it cannot fall out on Shabbos. It could fall out last year, it fell out on Friday. But it cannot fall out on Shabbos. The question is why? He says the Abu Draham, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Because it says, on that very day. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. That is what he discussed. So that's a big chiddush to say that. Others assume that, what's the svara for that? How is it possible to say that we would fast for a mitzvah derabbanan of a fast day on Shabbos? So we'll have to get back to that Abu Draham. But again, many assume that it's a tremendous chiddush. Then you give the hashkafic reasons. You know, what makes Asar B'Teves unique more than the other fast days? Why is it so special? Maybe it's the beginning of the process. There's other suggestions given. Okay, we're going to start now, middle of the white lines, with Itmar. Keep in mind, remember, if anybody wants to sponsor any of these shiurim, feel free to go to the OU website and click on the donate button and be in touch with the OU in terms of any of the various shiurim that we have available. Okay, Itmar. Says the Gemara, Rav Rebbe Chanina, Amri Batla Megillas Tainus. We are now introduced to Megillas Tainus. What is Megillas Tainus? A scroll of fast days. It's really the opposite. A scroll of non-fast days. Megillas Tainus was a scroll that was written early, Bisman HaMikdash, of days that certain miracles happened, certain wonderful events happened, and the Chazal made gzeros that you're not allowed to fast or have hespedim on those special days. That was Megillas Tainus. The question is, after Churban Bayis, was Megillas Tainus nullified? Do we say that, well, there was such a tragedy that happened that we can't have any celebrations on these kind of days? So do we say Butler Megillas Tainus or not? Similar idea happened after the Shoah, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, I think, right? If you look in the Noseh Kalim on Shulchan Aruch, in the Magen Avram, and in others, there were various days that were held by different communities to be holidays, or the opposite. Or fast days. There were different days. Chaf Sivan was a fast day that was held. Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. They were all day. If you look at the Chassam Sofer and the Pri Chadash, there were different holidays. They called Purim Delay. Right? Their own personal Purims. That certain miracles happened. So throughout history, the past 500-600 years, you had these special days. Once the Holocaust happened, they were basically all wiped out. Because of that tragedy overarched anything that happened beforehand, both any tragedy from beforehand and any happy day from beforehand is negated. Well, you're gonna fast on this day, but what about, look what happened to Klal Yisrael. So basically, besides what's that occurred, many of those days that are mentioned on the page of the Shulchan Aruch are fell into a disuse. But that's a similar idea to what happened, at least according to one opinion, by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? Whether Megillas Tainus was nullified or not. What does it mean nullified? It means you'd be able to fast on those days, right? Those days don't have any special significance. So it's a machlokas. Rav and Rabbi Chanina say Batla Megillas Tainus, right? It was nullified. Megillas Tainus. The Megillah, you could say, is Nikral Shem Sofo. Now we're allowed to fast on those days. Bala Megillas Tainus. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Amri Lo Bala Megillas Tainus. No, it was not nullified. They are still intact. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Amri Bala Megillas Tainus. Why? Why did they were nullified? Hachi Kamar, based on what we said on the top of the Amud, Bisman Sheyesh Shalom. At a time when we have a Beis HaMikdash, when there is ultimate peace in the world, then these days will be holidays. They will be Yamim Tovim. Right, that Bisman HaMikdash, the Revi'i and the Asiri. But Ein Shalom. So, if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then they will be fast days. That's referring to those four in Zechariah. V'hanachna mikihani. And these other days should be just like those days, just like the four fast days were holidays Bizman HaMikdash and were knocked out after the Churban. So to these days, listen to Megillas Tainus. They were holidays Bizman HaMikdash and they were knocked out afterwards. Same thing. Reb Yochanan and Reb Shua ben Levi, Amri, lo ba'al megillah tainis. No, I don't think you can compare them. They're not nullified. Why? Hani hu de talina rachmana bebinyan beis hamikdash. Those four have to do with the beis hamikdash. Asar betavis, shavasa betamas. So when we have a beis hamikdash, it doesn't make sense to fast on those days because we have a beis hamikdash. Masha'enkein, after Churban Bayis, that's why those specific ones turn into fast days. Aval hanach ked kaimi kaimi. But these others, based on totally separate events, so why is that kashur to the Churban Bayis? And therefore, they should still be intact. So it's a machlokas. We've mentioned in the past, we'll get to it again soon, it's going to come up, there is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, whether Bnei Yisrael fasted on Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni. That's a fascinating historical machlokas. Whether they fasted, you would think, what do you mean? They have a Beis HaMikdash. But it wasn't the same. As if Yaakov Kamenetsky writes on Parshas Bo, and it just came out, Emes LeYaakov on Pirkei Avos. So he says the same is quoted on the first Mishnah about the Misora, that they all knew that Bayis Sheni wasn't the end-all and the be-all. They knew it was temporary. That was just a stopgap measure, because if we wouldn't have come back for Bayis Sheni, we would have been totally lost. And we would never have been identified anymore as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So Hashem had to give us a little extra chizuk before we went out to the long galus, before we get to the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. But they knew that, so it could be that they fasted on Tisha B'Av, even during Bayis Sheni, because there was no Aron, there was no Kruvin, there was no Shechina. Right? So it still was not a perfect situation. So that's the in terms of even during the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, we have a machlokas here, whether butler or lo butler. Masav Rav Kahana, Maisha v'Gazru, Tainis b'Chanukah, Bilud. There was this time when they would go to Tainis, a fast day on Chanukah. V'yarad Rav Elazar v'Rachat. Rav Yeshua v'Siper, and Rav Elazar v'Yeshua basically ignored it. Right? They went in, it's Chanukah. What are you talking about? Chanukah and Purim, I neglected to mention, were two of the days in Megillas Tainis. They were two of the days that were, you know, celebrated, that you're not allowed to fast. V'amru lahem, and they, Rabbi Elazar Yeshua even told the other people that were fasting on this day, Tzehu v'yis'anu amash yis'anise, you fasted, you have to fast now because you fasted. Meaning you were acted incorrectly, went against halacha by fasting on Chanukah, so you have to do tshuva and fast because of that fast day. So, right, similar to what the Gemara says elsewhere. The only tainus you're allowed to have on Shabbos is the tainus chalom, but you have to make it up for violating onik Shabbos. So you can fast, but you have to make it up. So here too. Right here, they did something wrong though. His anu amashis anisem. So you see from there that Chanukah and Purim still existed, so lo batla megillas tainus. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, shiny Chanukah to ika mitzvah. No, Chanukah is different. Chanukah has mitzvahs related to it. You can't just nullify mitzvos. What mitzvah? What are we talking about? Pashtus? What mitzvah right, Neiris Chanukah. Right, Hallel. Talk about the uniqueness of the Hallel of Chanukah. Sam Sofer has a line where he says the Hallel of Chanukah is Daraisa because it's after a nace. But either way, the Ika mitzvah, the Pashtus is the Chanukiah. Armalei Abaya, v'tivat el ihi, v'tivat el mitzvasa. I don't understand. If you're going to say the day is knocked out because we are in mourning now, so knock out the mitzvah too. The mitzvah is only connected to the day. So once the day is knocked out, the mitzvah is knocked out. What's so difficult? So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Yosef, no, shani Chanukah Chan is different to mefarsim nisa. Its miracle has been publicized. What does that mean? Why is that a reason not to knock it out? Rashi, Mefarsim Nisa, Kfar Haya Galui L'Kol Yisrael. Everybody knew about it. Al Yidei Shenoa Gubo HaMitzvos. Through the mitzvos, everybody has a Chanukiah. V'Hechziku Bo Kishel Torah V'Lo Nacho Mevatlo. It's inappropriate. Something that Klal Yisrael is all doing because of the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, it's inappropriate. Inappropriate to be Mevatel. Rashi doesn't use the Lashon, but it could be connected to what Tosfos says in a few places in Shas. Chanukah, Neiris Chanukah are chaviv. They are beloved to Klal Yisrael. Where does Tosfos say this? You remember the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara talks about a birchas haro'eh. If I'm not going to light a Chanukiah tonight, but I see someone else's Chanukiah, I make a birchas haro'eh. She'asa nisim la'avoseinu. I don't say a birchas haro'eh if I see a lulav or a shofar. There's only a birchas haro'eh by a Chanukah, Chanukiah. Why? What's so unique? So Tosfos says it's a mitzvah chaviva. It's a beloved mitzvah. So that's something very special. Or Tosfos says this in Kirin, the third parak in Shabbos, talking about the concept of huksel mitzvaso. If you have leftover oil after you lit Shabbos candles, are you allowed to benefit from that? while it's lit, it's hooks a mitzvah, so you can't use it. Am I allowed to use oil that was left over in my Shabbos candles, according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold the muksa, or most muksas? Tosfos says, yeah, you can. Tosfos says, but there's another source that says you can't use what's left over in the oil in the Chanukiah after the eighth day of Hanukkah. Tosfos says, no, but because that mitzvah is chaviv. So because it's beloved, I am totally makseh any oil that was in the Chanukiah. Again, Tosfos is using this for halachic reasons. The Rush even uses this in Psachim. When the Rush is discussing on Daf Zayin, where all the Rishonim discuss, when do you say lit and when do you say al in Brachos? Al Mikra Megillah, Lishmoa, Kol Shofar, right? When do you say lit or al? All the Rishonim have trouble. They have a rule that explains about 60%, and then the other 40% they have to figure out exceptions to the rule. So the Rush has one rule where he says lit is always used when it's efshar to do al yedei shliach. If you have to do it yourself, you have to do le. Al is when you could use a shliach. That's the Rush. But then he says, what about Neiros Chanukah? Neiros Chanukah you could do by shliach. So we should say, al hadlakas Neir Chanukah. But we say le hadlik, says the Rush. No, but it's chaviv. And because it's chaviv, Klal Yisrael like to do it themselves. They try. So it's ki'ilu, it's a mitzvah you can't do through a shliach. So that's three, two Bali Tosas, one the Rush. So maybe this Rush could go on that list too. Rashi, what does it say? Mefarsim Nisa? You can't take this away from Klal Yisrael. You can't take it. They've been machzik in this mitzvah. And it's kishel tov lo nachal levalo. It's inappropriate to be mevatel. So maybe this Rashi doesn't say the words chaviv, but it fits in. So what did we just say? Even according to the opinion that batla megillas tainis, Chanukah is different because it is a special, unique mitzvah with pirsumi Nisa. Weiter. Mosiv Rav Acha Bar Huna. So now we're quoting. We have Megillas Tainus. You could go to a Svarim store and buy Megillas Tainus. Buy a set. But so the Gemara quotes various parts of it. So here's one part. Bitzlasa b'tishrei. On the third day of Tishrei. Betila, which happens to be Som Gedalia. Bitzlasa b'tishrei. Betelis adkarta min shtaraya. The adkarta. What is adkarta? The mentioning. They used to write Shem Hashem in shtaros. Regular documents they used to write in the name of God on top, which was not really a great idea, because what would happen to the shtaros, you know, after you finish using them, it would end up in the garbage. But they used to write, right, this is the original sources of Pesiyata the Shemaya, which is not Shem Hashem, they used to write Shem Hashem Amish, yeah, it wasn't just like what we have with Beis Samach Dalet or Beis Hay. But this is what they used to write. They used to write it. Why? Why did they write it? Shagazra Malchus Yavik Zera Shola Haskir Shev Shemayim Alpiyem. They made the Greek Malchus, right, during by Yesheni. That's when the Greeks were in power. So when the Hanukkah story happened. So you're not allowed to mention Shem Shemayim Al Piyem. They made Exera. You're not allowed to mention God. Not allowed to mention God. Remember the Medrash? The Medrash says, Kisvu Karen Ashar Shein La Mechelet B'Lekei Yisrael. They all had a right on the horns of their oxen. We do not have a chelik in the God of Israel. What does that mean, the horns of their oxen? That was the Talmudic bumper sticker. Right, you'd think that, that was the oxen. Everybody went around with oxen. So they had to engrave on the horns of their oxen, we don't believe in God. That was the gzera they made. The Greeks, see here too, this was part of it. They made gzera, you can't mention the name of God. Ukshagavra malchus chashmonai, and when the chashmonai won, v'nitzchum. Hiskinu shimaskir and shem shamayim afilu b'shtaris. So the Jews went to the other extreme. We are not only going to mention Shem Hashem when we're supposed to, we're going to write it in every document. We're going to write Shem Hashem to go to the other extreme. V'kach ha'yu kosvim b'shnas kach v'kach li'yochanan kohen gadol l'kel elyon. But they wrote it out the name to Hashem. So they had good intentions, but it was inappropriate because what would happen afterwards? U'kishashashamu chachamim b'davar, when the chachamim heard about it, amru l'machar ze poreas chov over nimsa shtar mutav ashba. After the shtar is used, so when Reuven pays Shimon back, they're going to throw this out in the garbage. And it's Shem Hashem. That's Kedusha. Right? Lo sasur kein l'Hashem alokeichem. Ubitlum, and they nullified this practice of writing Shem Hashem in the shtaros. And that was a great accomplishment that Chacham had. Because they prevented this bizayun of Shem Hashem. V'oso ayo masu yantif. And on that day that they were successful in being mevatalist, they made it to a yantif. I mean, what was this day? This was the third day of Tishrei. Right, this was one of the days of Megillas Tainus. End quote. The Isakadaita Butler Megillas Tainus, for 1 minute, if you hold like those Amoraim that held that Megillas Tainus was nullified, Kamaisa Butto Achranaisa Mosifin. The first ones are no longer in practice. We're going to add on. You knocked out the first ones. We're going to add on. What's the Havamina of the Gemara? That this whole story took place after Korban HaBayis. Right, so we're saying if the whole Megillah was nullified during Beis HaMikdash, so are they even going to add on days? Of course not. We still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara answer is no. Hachamai Skina, but lunch of Beis HaMikdash Kayam. This whole story took place Bizman Beis HaMikdash, before it was nullified, and then later this was one of the ones that was nullified. Stop there for a moment. The Ritva here says, Mikan Yeshli Zaher, Shalo Lichtov Shame Bishtare Shvuos Vachovos. See from this Gemara, don't write Shame Hashem on documents. Right? This is not Divrei Torah. Va'af Agav She'enogin Lakasvo Elo Bikinui, and even though we have the custom of only writing it Bikinui, Vishalo Biksav Ashuri, and not in like Torah letters, we write it in what's called Rashi script. Karov Hadavar, Sha'af Shtaroseim lo haya kasvu b'kasav Ashuri. They probably didn't write Ashuri either in those times. V'yaf alpikin haya kasha b'neim ibn kvod Hashem. V'kivet shekein ro'i lachush l'davar kol ma she'efshar. Therefore, be as careful as you can. Don't even write Shem Hashem b'kinui. Kinui, a nickname of God. V'kol shtaro igerish l'shel shalom sheish bo shum shem osr l'ashlichol l'ashva. If you have any Shem Hashem in anything, you can't throw it out. If there's no shame, then there's no kpeita. What does that mean if there's no shame? If there's no shame, of course there's no kpeita. It must be if there's less than a kinui. Pash is what we write. B'siyata d'shmaya. Beis hamagdala. That's not anything. That stands for something. So that doesn't have kedusha. But every piece of paper that has beis hamagdala on it, Pash does not have to, that's not kinesa. If yesh bo shalom, yesh machpidin. Bebdeshu shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoa. If it says the word shalom, Shalom Hashem Hashem, right? So there are those that are makbid. Shalom Aleichem. It says in the star. It says there are those that are makbid because that's Shem Hashem, right? That's the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud. V'lochei nog in harbe shelo lichtov shalom. Don't write shalom. Shema hayom amachar yemuta ba'ashpa. V'rabosai eina makpidin. My Rav Amram makbid about shalom. V'hamachmer tavo lav bracha. There are those that are makbid. Says the Ritva right here. Rosh Hashanah Yutes. Right, Tavo Allah Bracha, if this is the case. So who talks about this? The Ramah. The Ramah in Yerodeya talks about this but I'll just read it from the Radvaz. The Radvaz, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Radvaz. The Radvaz says, maybe there's a distinction. Maybe there's a distinction between using the word Shalom for Shem Hashem. When we say Shalom Aleichem, we're saying that's Shem Hashem. We're saying God's name should be upon you. Right, where does that come from? Say Shalom Aleichem? That comes from Rus! Ruth and Boaz, Vayomar Lakotzim Hashem Imachem. Boaz says to the harvesters, Hashem Imachem, right? Hashem should be with you. That's Shalom Aleichem. And what do they answer back? Yivarach Hashem, Aleichem Shalom. Right? When you're going to do the mitzvah, you're saying Shalom Aleichem first, so you can say God's name first. Shalom Aleichem, God should be upon you. That's Shem Hashem. Says the Radvaz, if you're calling somebody by their name, which is Shalom, that doesn't have Kedusha. That doesn't have Kedusha, because that's not being used. What about Yechezkel, right? Michael, they all have Shem Hashem in them. But that's not meant as God's name. That's within. But it might be the ultimate purpose why you call this child, you know, with God's name in it. Or Shalom. So he says, that's a big difference. He says, Im Gamilas Emes. He says what? What the word Emes also is Shem Hashem. It's Chosam Mishloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the word Emes also is Geniza. Says, right, Mahamakom. Right, Makom. So he says, it depends how you're using it. So he says, "Hayne b'zman sheila shalom." To boast, Hashem is kavon l'zeh shalom l'chaveru me'ez ba'al hashalom. K'mo she'amar la'boaz v'yom la'kotzim Hashem imachem shezu kavon as anosin shalom l'chaveru. And therefore, so too, I would add, if you want to say, if you walk into the bathroom and somebody's walking out and you wanted to say hello to, so also you should not say shalom aleichem there, because there you're using shalom as Shem Hashem. It should not be said in a bathroom or in a makam tuma. But if you're just, you're talking to somebody in a muckum, dirty place, tummy place, is there peace in the world? Right, so that's not, or he's calling his name Shalom. So he says, Aval, Imbal Lechtov, Biksav, She Shalom Ba'olam, O Bein Ploni the Ploni. You heard they made up, they made peace with each other. Right, so then, Juzeh, Hu, Shazetsu, Hu, Seaport Dvarim, Ve'edo B'shah She'elo Shalom, Ein Sarach Lizar, the coast of Shalom, and there's not a problem. Not a problem, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Again, you want to be Machmer Lechatchila, you can, but the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in the first Chelek of the of the Mishnah Berurah. He discusses this in Siman Pei Dalid, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Afilu Sheila Shalom Aser in the bathroom." Right, the Hilchos Kriyashma should not give Sheila Shalom in the bathroom. So the Mishnah Berurah there says, "What about somebody whose name is Shalom?" He says, "There are those. I had one Rebbe. My ninth grade Rebbe did this. He never would write my name on tests. Shin Lamed Vav Nun. Right, Shalom. Right, and he would write with a smidgic." He would write it. Right? Because it was Machmed for like these shittas that would not say this. That's Mishnah Berurah. Vegami Geras Rishus, Nachor Tzolich Tov Shalom Rak Vav. Rak Imvav, Rak Shalem. Shemotzi Lizrok Vashmas. Okay, either way, or Shalon, or Shalo, below him. Mishnah Berurah quotes all the different deis. Okay, so what did we just say? This is Bizman. Maybe it was Bazan and Mikdash, and therefore they made this day during the Mikdash, and then it was later nullified. So what they have to make a day for? This was already a day. If the Beis HaMikdash was already Kayam, it was already a Yantif, right? Because all the fast days were holidays during Bazan and Mikdash. One of the days is the third day of Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia. Bazan and Mikdash was already a holiday. So what did we need this extra takana for? Amarav lo nitzurcha elo leasar es shelafanav. Maybe the added point was Megillas Tainis was only that day. This takana added even the previous day, the day before Tzom Gedalia, was also ushered to fast and to give hespedim. Shelafanav nami typically davile yom shelachar Rosh Chodesh. It's the day after Rosh Hashanah on a daraisa level. So we already know that. Meaning, wouldn't the Oraisa days have as much significance, at least the Durabanan days? So when they made a Takana Durabanan, all days of Megillas Tainis, you aren't allowed to fast the day before or after. Mistama, that was patterned after a Yontif da Oraisa. Which also, you're not allowed to fast the day before and after. Isn't that true? So this was already the day after Rosh Hashanah. Right, so why do you need this extra Takana? So the Gemara answers, no, that's wrong. Rosh Chodesh Daraisa. Udaraisa lo boy chizik. The Daraisa days don't need extra chizuk by Chazal, by the Torah. The day is going to be taken seriously just being the day. It's the Drabanan days that we want to give more chizuk to that needs the day before and after. So Rosh Chodesh Daraisa. Daraisa, Rashi says, it's called a Moed Daraisa. Udaraisa lo boy chizik. The Durabanan days that are in Megillas Tainis are asur before and after. Shabbosos v'yamim tovim heim, asurim lefeyem ulachareyem mutarim. They're mutar before. You'll not have espedim on Sundays. Right, lachareyem mutarim. Ma hefresh bein zeh lazeh. What's the difference? Halalu divrei Torah vein divrei Torah tzrichin chizik. Halalu divrei sofrim tzrichin chizik. Right, we find this. Remember, we had this back on Beitza Daf Beis. Right, the laws of Muksa might be more chumer for Yontif than for Shabbos. That's both Daraisa, but that's a similar concept. Yontif people don't take as seriously as Shabbos, and therefore Yontif needs a little more chizik. So Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Right, this is significant for which halacha bizman hazeh? Tefillin. Tefillin. We take off our tefillin before we daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh because it is called a moed. And on Yontif, on Moedim, we don't wear tefillin. So it's not a moed with Isser Malacha. So we wear tefillin, but it is not a full, it's not full. It's somewhere in the middle, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, the end of Siman Chaf Hei, in Hilchas Tefillin, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, Cholzin Olsam, Kodim Tefillas Musaf. That's our minhag. We take it off before Tefillas Musaf. When exactly do we take it off? The Ramah. V'hu adin l'chol ha-moed. Right, the Ramah l'shitaso, tefillin l'chol ha-moed. You take it off before Musaf. V'davka b'makom she'omrim b'musaf kedushas keser. The Ramah quotes one of the reasons why we take it off before, because keser yinu l'chot. You can't be wearing a keser where you're ascribing the only keser in the world to God. Keser, the crown of glory in this world is God's. So you can't be wearing tefillin when you say keser, as if you're wearing a keser too. That's one of the reasons why we take off tefillin. So that's the Ramah. What if you daven Ashkenaz? So you're not saying keser by musaf anyway. So then you have the other reason of taking off your tefillin, and it's still called a moed. Still called a moed, and therefore we need to take off our tefillin. When exactly should one take off their tefillin? Before musaf. So the minhag of Klal Yisrael is right after Kaddish. Amen. And everybody takes off the tefillin, and there's a bang on the bima, and that's when it's taken off, and that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, and one shouldn't change the minhag, if that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah does quote some other achronim who say that you should take it off in the middle of a avodat zion. When you get up to Shenishbarach Hu Kecha Ba'olam Hazeh, because that's a reference to tefillin, and therefore he says, take it off, and then you won't have a hefsek between the Chatzi Kaddish and the Shmona Esrei. Okay, if a shul has that minhag, that's fine, but that is not the minhag of Klal Yisrael, and what should be aware of that minhag. There are those also that say it's a bizayon to leave tefillin unwrapped, and therefore the chazan should make sure to leave at least a basic amount of time for everybody to wrap up their tefillin. Rav Soloveitchik even once said that that's a halacha. That's a zilzal in the tefillin to leave them unwrapped, while it's a minhag to take off your tefillin before musaf. And therefore, if you're not going to have time, you know, they're zooming, leave your tefillin on for musaf. The din of zilzal tefillin takes precedence over. And Rav Sternbach also writes something similar in Shubas Vanagas. Nobody does this, but that's the at least lumdis shita that we should be very careful, trying to make sure to wrap up our tefillin quickly. And if we need more time, start earlier. Start earlier, you know, during laning between the aliyah, start saying Asher Nivol Etzion, and then during Asher Nivol Etzion, you know, start wrapping up the tefillin, right? Whatever one needs, you have to plan ahead. Okay, weiter. V'tepeklei dehavilei yom shalafnei yom shenerag bo gedalia menachikam. So why don't we say, okay, forget the day after Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, so it's Daraisa and you're not allowed to fast. Implicitly, we'll get back to this later in the Masechta, you're not allowed to fast the day after Rosh Hashanah, so for sure you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. That is a machlokas rishonim, in the Gaonim. We'll talk about that in the fourth parak, about fasting on Rosh Hashanah. Some Gaonim say you have to fast. We don't paskin that way, but it's implicit from this Gemara that you're not allowed to. So the Gemara continues. So forget the day after Rosh Hashanah. What about it's the day before Tzom Gedaliah? Yom Shalafei, Yom Shinerah, Bo Gedalia Menachikam. So it's the day before. So, okay, on the Daraisa level, you don't need these extra days, but on the Darabanan level, you do. So again, this day was already Mesukan. And therefore, what did this extra Takana add? We're back to that question. If the third day of Tishrei was already the day of Tzom Gedalia, and therefore the day before and after was already a day included in the Megillas Taina, so what did this extra takana add the day that they nullified writing Shem Hashem in Shtaris? Amar of Ashi, Gedalia ben Achikam divrei Kabbalahu, v'divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah damu. Whoa. Right, that's based on Psukim. Gedalia ben Achikam is based on Psukim, Tzom Gedalia. And therefore it has the status of divrei Torah, and therefore it didn't need chizik for the day before and after. That's why you needed this extra takana to then give it the status of having the day before and after also being a tainus. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, again, very crucial, you can't do these dafim without the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara, in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, he discusses the machlokas we mentioned very quickly yesterday about when was Gedalia killed? The second, on Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Hashanah itself or the day after? Was it Beis? Was it Gimel? There's a machlokas. Says the Minchas, that's one point. Number two is the other discussion we had quickly yesterday, Shivasa b'Tammuz or the ninth day of Tammuz? What day were the walls broken? Right, difference. Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. You have a lot of differences in what exact days it was. Says the Minchas Chinuch an unbelievable chiddush. And that is, if you look in the Navi, the days, what days are mentioned? Only the month is mentioned, not the days. The month of the fifth month, or the fourth month, or the tenth month. Says the Minchas Chinuch, on a conceptual level, all you have to do is fast one day during these months. Chazal had flexibility. The Mesorah that they had was from Zechariah Hanavi, one of these days, in these months, you have to fast. So Chazal, they picked one. But it's okay. It's okay, even if it's not the exact, correct, right one, so to speak, because they're all right. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says in Shin Aleph. Da Kabbalah lo kava yom miyuchad klal, rak ha-chadashim, ube'eze yom b'chodesh ha-rotzim mis'anim. Imke b'bayisheni, ha-yakomakom noe kamosh ha-rotzim. And even originally, you were allowed to pick and choose. Until Chazal laid down the law that it's this specific day, but originally, you were allowed to do whatever you wanted. Whatever day, nearly bored. Dim lo is ana boso yom chi yiv gomor olav is anos yom acher. Bechodesh, kedi lozis mitzvah mi divrei Kabbalah. Feze yom shem is ana yasi di divrei Kabbalah al kopanim. Bechulun, if you ate by mistake. And he quotes a lot of riyas to this, but Shin Aleph, Zion, if you never saw that before, it's a crucial Minchas Chinuch to look up in terms of understanding the idea of the fast days. Okay, so that was all one masiv and we answered. Next, masiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, Be'esher Mitzmanya Bey, on the 28th day asis besorta tafsal yudai. A good besora came to the. This is, by the way, in Adar. Rashi says, but Adar koi. If you look in Megillas Tainus, there was a good besora that came to the Jews. Dolo yidin me'oraisa. They would not have to remove themselves from the Torah. They would be able to learn shekazar malchus gzeira because the malchus, the Romans made a gzeira. Shelo yasku b'Torah that they couldn't learn Torah. Vishalo yamulu espenayim, and they couldn't give mila to their kids. Vishichalu shabbosos, and they can't keep Shabbos. Torah, mila, and Shabbos. Those are all unique mitzvos that relate to the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Special mitzvos. Right, why isn't tefillin here? Okay, tefillin's in other contexts. But that's what's here. Shabbos, Torah, and mila. Ma asa Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaveirav halchu v'nadlu etza mi matru nisa achaz. They went to take etza from a certain woman. Shekol gdoli romi mitzuin esla. That all the Romans, you know, were friends with her. And they were close to her, so they thought she wouldn't be able to give good advice. Amr lahem bo v'fginu balayla. Make a hafgana. Right, make a big protest at night. Why at night? The Ben Yoyada says, so many nisim in history happened at night. And he catalogs all of them. The Makkas and Makkas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsav. He goes through all the Nisim that happened that night. Number one. Number two, he says the Sarosh Shel Esav was a lost at night, and Rome is from Esav. And therefore, if it happened once, it could happen again. So he says, have a hafkana at night. Holchu b'fkina balayla, amru e shamayim, lo acheichem anachnu, lo b'nei av echad anachnu, lo b'nei eim achaz anachnu. Come on, aren't we brothers? We're both children of Yitzchak, we're both children of Rivka. Come on! Manish tanenu mikol uma v'lashon, shatem gozer aleinu gzeiros kashos. Right, why are you so anti-Semitic? Right, it's been for thousands of years, nothing new. Ubitlam, and at that time they were able to nullify the gzeira. All the gzeiras, v'osu ayom asu yantiv, they made a yantiv that day. So again, v'isagadai the batla megillas tainis, kamaisa batla achranaisa mosifin. If megillas tainis was batel, how could they add on new holidays? They said the whole thing was nullified. And if you want to say this story also took place, Bizmana Migdash, that can't be. That can't be here. Why? Because the players involved clearly lived after the Churban. Vahar Yehuda ben Shemua, who was one of the players here, Talmido, Shel Rebbe Meir, V'Rebbe Meir, Basar Hachiavir, Meir was much later, Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, we know if somebody has a metal kli. Somebody has a metal kli and it became tame. So you want glass kli. Thank you. Kli zchuchas. You have a glass kli and it became tame. So how do you make it tahar? You break it. You break it, make a hole in it. So you made a hole in it and now it's tahar. It's not usable anymore. But then you want to use it again. So you filled in the hole. What do you fill in the hole with? There's a special halacha. If you would have filled it in with glass, okay, then it would be a new kli, and it's tar, mikar al-haba. But if you filled it in with metal, there's a special din from Masechta Shabbos that it returns to its former tuma state. If you filled it in with metal. Kli zchucha shenikvu, vehita v'tochan eva, you put lead in it. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shemua mitame mishem Meir. He says it's tame. Why? Because the metal stuffing is what allows this to be a kli, so it's labeled as a metal kli. And metal kalim, the special din, of returning to its former tuma. But who do you see he's quoting? Yehuda ben Shemua is quoting Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is after the Churban, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua is his Talmud. The Chachamim are in Metar. They say, no, it's a glass kli. You don't care that it's ma'amid, that it's supported by a metal insert. It's still called a glass kli. You don't have such a din of the glass returning to its former state. So we're back to the question. How could you add on this special day after the Churban Bayis if you already say, Batla Megillas Tainus? Says the Chashukei Chemed. Two Chashukei Chemed, two Rav Zilbersteins on the previous Amud as we just had. Number one. Talking about the Gzeirav Shalom Yasku Batorah. Let's say, Reuven walks into the Beis Medrash, and he sees all the chairs are taken. He sees that there's one chair. There's one chair that's open, and he sees written on it, there's a name on it. He's like, oh, there's a name on it. But he's not here. Mistami, he'd want me to use it. Right? You let it show Shalom Midas in a case with a Sorach Mitzvah. Mistami, the Balakise, Nicha Leila Balakise, Lasas Mitzvah B'mamono. So he sits down and he starts learning. Wonderful. Then his friend comes over and starts schmoozing with him, and he starts bottling. He starts schmoozing. And as he's schmoozing, the chair breaks. So the question is he chayef? La'achar chamesh dakot shal dibur pitom akisei karas v'nishbar. V'nishalta sheila, Im Ruvain, Chayav L'Shalim, Alakisei HaShavur. Number one, would he have to pay if he would have been broken while he was still learning? Number two, since he wasn't learning, was he Stam Mishol Shalom Idas? He's considered a Goslin. So, he says, number one, if it broke, Durwal is Osik Belimudo, he says, Machlokas. Machlokas, the Magen Avram, talking about taking a shofar Shalom Bershus, and then it breaks. Machlokas, whether you have to pay or not. Ulechar, meaning you might be able to take it, but it's at your own risk, even if it's a mitzvah. Ulechar bin Yanenu, if it broke while he was still learning, Mistami, we would say, he would be potter to pay. But then he said, but if you started talking about Dvaram B'Teilim, so then L'chora, Yishmachum L'tzadeit, Sheva Oso Rega, Nefach HaKisi L'Yashol Shalom Midas, K'keis Kvar Ein L'Rashus Istamshus, Av She B'Tchilo Hayel L'Rashus, Vavi Gazlon, V'Chayel L'Shalom Tvei HaKisi, Av She Mesa Machmas Malacha. So Mistami has to pay in this case, because he wasn't learning at the time that it broke. Number one. Number two, the other question, fascinating. He says, Ruvain has, wonderful, he has five boys. And what happened? Kulam Malikim Neiros Chanukah. They all light Chanukiyot. So we have this contraption built outside his house that there are five glass sections. Five glass sections for each of the six, I guess, with him. For the Chanukiyot. What happened? Reuven passes by. I'm sorry, Reuven. We always blame you. He passes by and he breaks one of the contraptions. He says, I'm so sorry. He goes in. So he goes to the Balabayas. He says, you know what? I'm sorry. I broke one of your contraptions. He's like, okay, I'll pay for it. So the guy calls up. He says, okay. He calls the guy who put it in. He says, okay, 200 shekel. 200 shekel to come and to fix it. Okay. So he's getting ready to pay 200 shekel. Meanwhile, Shimon walks by and breaks the second one. Shimon goes in. I'm sorry. I have to pay. He's like, oh. He calls up the guy. He's like, well, I'm coming anyway. So 100 shekel. Only 100 shekel. So now the question is, does Reuven pay 200 and Shimon pay 100? Or are they both broke? They both did the same exact thing. They both pay 150. The guy only charged the second guy less because he's coming anyway. He's there already. So I'll do less. Halach l'maisa. In this case, do they split it 150 each? Or does the first guy pay 200 and the second guy pay 100? That is the question. So he says, it's a shach. Got to have everything on your fingertips. Unbelievable. The shach writes, Hamazik is chaveiro. The question is, when you're mazik someone, are you paying to be mashlim the loss, or are you paying for the maisa hezek? What's called in lundis, maisa hezek or hefsin mamun? That's the big shayla in Baba Kama. So he says, this is a machlokas in the shach and the chazonish. Hamazik is chaveiro, ena meschayev to be a nezek, el meschayev letakena nezek. Your job is to be mashlim his loss, not for the maisa hezek. So, in this case, to be mashlim the loss. So he says, and he says, of course, the Chazon Ish, who argues, according to the Shach, l'chiv is tikkun ha-nezek, so b'shas ha-tikkun, the alos is 150 shekel each. But according to the Chazon Ish, you go by the maisa hezek. This maisa hezek was 200. This maisa hezek was 100. You don't go by the loss. So he says that's the, it would be a machlokas achron. Anyway, fascinating question. Okay, we continue. Why is that here? Because we're talking about glass kalim. Says the Gemara, back to the question, top line. So, if you say it was mevutal, Megillas Tainus, how can we make new days? So the Gemara says Tanoi, he really, it's a machlokas Tanoim. Titania, Yamim, Ma'ilu, Aksu, Megillas Tainus. Bein bizman she'ezim English kayim. Bein bizman she'ezim English kayim. Asurin div Rabbi Meir. Meir says it was not batel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bizman she'ezim English kayim asurin. Mebnesha simcha hilahem. Because those are happy days. Ein vesim English kayim utarin. Mebnesha evil hulahem. Because it's avelus, right? You can't celebrate these days when you have the Beis HaMikdash. So they are being destroyed. So therefore, it's a machlokas tanoim. The hilchasa birlu, v'hilchasa lo bitzlu. What does that mean? Kasha hilchasa, hilchasa. Kasha kan b'chanukah u'purim, kan b'shar yomei. Regarding Chanukah and Purim, it was not batel. And therefore, that's why. There's no fasting on Chanukah and Purim. Or hespedim. The other days of Megillas Tainus were mevutal. The famous question that's asked here by the Rishonim is, the Chiddushei Aran and others, we fast the day before Purim. What are you talking about? Purim was not mevutal. Dafka that day. We have a Tainus Sibur. So what's the answer? Tainus Esther is a different type of fast day. You're only not allowed to have a fast day of Avelus the day before these days. But what's called by the Sefer HaManhig, a Tainus Shel Simcha, says that's okay. Right? That's okay. A Tainus Esther is not a sad day. It's a serious day. We recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Right? And that's also why it's the only fast day that can be hooked on, that we do earlier. The Gemara says, Akdumi Paranusa lo makdiminan. You're not allowed to make a fast day earlier. Right? If Shabbos Matamas and Tishba fall out on Shabbos, when do we fast? Sunday. We push it off.
Tainis Esther falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Thursday before. How you're mocked in Peronis? The answer is it's not Peronis. These are the two major halachic nafkaminas by Tainis Esther, besides the general coolest. Number one, you make it earlier. Number two, you're allowed to. It's not a violation, even though Megillas Titus wasn't batel, Mefurish Gemara. So that's an important point about Tainis Esther. Weiter. Back to the Mishnah. So we send out Shlichim, Baal El, Mepnei Rosh Hashanah, Baal Tishrei, Mepnei Takanis HaMoados. Says the Gemara, Kiva Denafki Luhu A'elo, A'tishrei Lomaluhu. You sent them out for Elul to know when Rosh Hashanah is. So what do you have to send it out again for? So for the Moadim in Tishrei, V'chite Ema Dilma Ibru Ala Elul. And if you want to say, well, we don't know how many days Elul is going to be, 29 or 30. So that's what you have to send out for Tishrei. V'am Rav Chinda Bar Kana, Amar Rebbe, Miyamos Ezra Ve'elech, Lo Matzino Elul Me'ubar. Elul's never Me'ubar. Elul's always 29 days. So what do you have to send out Shlichim for? Gemara says, Lo Matzinu de Lo Itzrich. That's just because it was never needed to be done. Ha Itzrich ma'avrinale. It's just a practical issue that it was never done, but it can be done. So the Gemara says, one second, if you're Ma'abra Elo, Ma'kalka Rosh Hashanah, they're not going to get there in time. They're going to have Rosh Hashanah messed up. They're going to hold it the wrong day. The Gemara says, Mutaf Tikalka Rosh Hashanah, Velo Yiskalkalu Kulu Mo'ados. If you don't make the month on the right, correct day, when the Edom see it, and Elul had to be 30, so then the rest of the holidays are going to be messed up. Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So I'll sacrifice Rosh Hashanah in order to have Yom Kippur and Sukkot on the proper days. Deikanami, and I'll prove it to you from the language of the Mishnah. Diktani al Tishrei mibnei takanes hamoados. Shma mina, that's why that is done. Period. V'al kislei mibnei chanukah v'al adar mibnei apurim. V'il nesavra hashanah yotzen af al adar sheni mibnei apurim loktani. Doesn't mention Adar Sheni. Doesn't mention Purim. What if they added on a month? Doesn't say they went out. Masisin deloka Rebbe. It must be against Rebbe. The Tanya, because Rebbe says in the Tosefta here, Rebbe Omer, Ibnis Abra Hashanah Yotzen Afal Adar Sheni. Mibnei Purim. So machlokas tanoim. Whether you go out for Adar Sheni. So lema bakim infli. What's that machlokas about? Machlokas must be about, will the real Adar please stand up? Demar Savar, call mitzvahs on August B'Sheni, August B'Rishon. The Tanakama holds that you do all the mitzvahs also in Adar Rishon. Meaning, so if you're Ma'abar the Shana, don't worry about it. You already did Purim. You already did Purim in the first month. And therefore, you wouldn't have to send the Shlichim out because it's not such a big deal. You already Yodse Purim. Umar Savar, no way. Kol Mitzvah's in August B'Sheni, ain't August B'Rishon. Purim is really in the second one. So according to that opinion, you would have to say send out Shlichim. So isn't that what the Machlokas is about? So Mar says, lo. The Kuli Amen Mitzvah's in August B'Sheni, ain't August B'Rishon. What we hold? Really, no. The real Purim is the second one. So why wouldn't you have to send out Shlichim? V'hacha b'Iber Shana kamiflagi. The Machlokas is about Iber Shana, the Tanya. Kaba Iber Shana lamid yom. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer chodesh. The Machlokas is, how many days is the extra month that you add on? 29 or 30? How many days? If it's 30, you have to send out Shlichim. If it's 29, you don't have to. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Maishno lamid yadi. Why do you say, oh, 30 days everybody will know. Chodesh nami yadi. 29 days also they'll know. I understand. So what's the difference between how long the extra month is? Amar of Papa, manda amar chodesh, ratza chodesh, ratza shloshim. Now the point is, according to one who says 30, it's always 30. According to the other opinion, it's 29 or 30, so they're not going to know. And that's why you have to send out shlichim in that case. Last section. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kila Kadosha, the Yerushalayim. Al Shnei Adarim, Shemekashin Osam, Biyom Ibu Rehen. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that the two Adarim, the end of the two Adars, you could sanctify them on the day of their Ibor, meaning on day 30. On day 30, you can make it the Rosh Chodesh of the following month. He made that statement. Dlamemra, meaning the chaseron avdinan, meleim lo avdinan. Is that to say that you make them chaseros, you dafka make them 29 and not 30? La'afuke midedarish of Chanachman bar chasida, chizda. Heder b'simoi b'shem chagai zachayim malachi. They have a mesorah going all the way back to the Nevi'im. Al shnei adarim, shimratu la'sosan shnei meleim osin. You want to make them both malei, both adars? Fine. Shnei chaseron osin. Echad malei v'echad chaser osin. Whatever you want to do with these two adars. V'kachol you know agin bagola. That's what they did. Umishim Rabbeinu Amru. No. La'olam Echan Malei. Rabbeinu is Rav. La'olam Echan Malei Vechad Chatzer. The first one was always 30, and the second one was always Chatzer, 29. Ashivad Lachashuk Varosh Chodesh Bezvano. Unless you find out that the first one was 29, then you would make the second one 30. So again, the different day is about how many days did the extra month or both others have discussed here in the Tanakh. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Sholchulei, and Hashem, we will continue with a couple more dafim that we have here in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah.